I'm Tom Rowan. You're listening to Television, and specifically the Video Freaks Collective, V-I-D-E-O-F-R-E-E-X Freaks, a countercultural video collective from 1969 to 1978, first based in Manhattan and then later based in Lanesville, New York, and Greene County, New York, upstate in the Catskills, founded by David Court, Curtis Ratcliffe, and Perry Teasdale. And now filmmaker John Nealon is putting together a documentary about the influential video freaks who started the what they claim is the first pirate television station in the country in Lanesville, New York, and Greene County in the early 70s. They have all kinds of video footage from Abbie Hoffman to the Black Panthers and Lanesville, New York residents in the early 70s as well, who participated in what became a sort of community television station and later a model for public television's open access. So first we'll hear a bit of a trailer for the Video Freaks documentary, and then an interview with John Nealon about his documentary about the Video Freaks Collective.
And we started looking for a place where we could all live together to save money.
At first, we were looked on with a little bit of suspicion. You know, the hippies from New York, they're weird, they're going to have, like, orgies, they're going to make all of our children drug addicts.
People hadn't been doing this before because it was illegal.
Lanesville TV is back on the air.
For us, it was a chance to play and to experiment.
Here we are, back behind the Lanesville TV news buggy.
It built trust. There was a lot of bonding.
Hi, Bart.
Howie. How are you, Pigs?
Good, good, good.
Did they give birth this year?
No, we got all small ones.
No.
It was wonderful because it hadn't been done before. It was, like, so exciting.
The second piece of Lanesville news is Frankie Benjamin's accident.
So if anybody has any messages, they should call us up at 7084. Birthdays, special announcements, any lost dogs.
I just saw a flying saucer.
We were living for the moment. We weren't thinking about selling anything at all, except selling the notion that the sky's the limit in terms of experiment and change and making the world into a better place.
Now with me via Skype is filmmaker John Nealon, who is doing a putting together a video documentary about Video Freak.
And they moved to Lanesville, and they rented a large, like a rooming house, and they set up shop in Lanesville.
And is here where they claim to have set up the country's first pirate TV station?
Yep. And what happened was they lived there for a little while, and they... kind of a, just as a progression of their own art, moved into the broadcasting, and they set up a pirate television station with a transmitter and with, you know, equipment that you can't really go to the store and buy equipment that will let you start your own television station, especially not in 1971, 1972. So they were really on the vanguard of technology. And they had a piece of equipment that was actually purchased with money given to them by Abbie Hoffman, originally with the intent of creating some sort of disruptive broadcasts down in the city. But they changed its purpose and created Lanesville TV. At the time, Lanesville could, you know, it's in a valley, couldn't really pick up any television stations, yet everybody had a TV in their house with... candles on top or whatever. But what the Video Freaks did was they brought local homegrown television to this small town. It was actually quite revolutionary, and it worked. There, people were picking it up on their broadcast, you know, Channel 3 Lanesville.
Do you know what the community reaction was like, or did they start participating in the televisions?
Yeah, the community was I think at first, from my interviews with the Video Freaks members, at first they were not really accepted necessarily. It's a very tiny town. Here come, you know, 10 long hairs from the city up in the rooming house, and I don't think they were at first embraced. Yet once the the TV station started, and once they really connected with these people, and that's really what happened, they really connected with the townspeople, they were quite accepted, and there were the people of Lanesville became the talent and the audience. Cooking shows and fishing shows and one famous show about a local fight, you know, like a fundraising boxing match, and kids shows, all kinds of things. Perry Teasdale wrote a great book.
We should tell folks he's locally, he's still the editor of the Columbia paper, used to be the editor of the Independent in Columbia County, and was the editor of several papers on the Greene County side before that, and he was one of the members.
Yeah, he was one of the founding members of the Video Freaks. It wouldn't have happened without him.